Rosé.
Yo, yo.
Billy and Billy. Too good to be true. Another one.
We here, we here.
Yeah.
I'm so high.
High.
Episode 11.
Sky.
The Real Talk say. Show.
And here we go.
Yes, yes. What's up? What's up?
It's your boy Jersey Jules, man. Welcome to the Real Talk Show. Make sure you follow us on all platforms at the Real Talk Show, the number 2, even though we number 1. Make sure you follow our YouTube at the Real Talk Show 973. Shout out to DJ Chase Radio every Wednesday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the DJ Chase Radio app. Shout out to Clarity. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Vion.
Shout out to Clarity, Bel Air. Sure.
Shout out to Mayframe, ShopTravelBoss.com, Silent Grind Productions. Let's go.
Yeah, we real Clarity'd out right now.
Yo, man, we real. It's love,
for the viewers,
man.
For the viewers, you know
what I mean? Hey, man.
He said mint. I say till, but you know.
You feel me?
Either way, it's looking good right now.
Hey, man.
Looking good.
See, how you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good.
Hey, man, it's a lot going on, and y'all know we're going to get straight into it.
A lot going on. That's exactly what I switched it to. I switched it to just everything going on. That's the
segment. Hey, man, the segments has been crazy, and it's been very hard to keep up. It's been a crazy world. It's been a crazy events. Everything's been going crazy and shifting in the world today. So, like, the segments are just the segments.
Yeah,
like, everything is blending in. Holly Weir blended in with the sports, and I don't know how that crossed over. You feel me? Like, so
we're going to make it happen.
Like, I mean, so... We here, man. Let's get straight into
Let's get into it. So, first topic, we're going to get into it. Stevie J wants to fight 50 Cent because 50 says Stevie was in a relationship with Diddy. That's how we starting it off.
That's crazy. Y'all see how these segments is going? Like,
off the bat.
All right. Y'all already know I'm going to put my 2 cents in on that shit. You
absolutely.
Feel me?
See,
I'm going to let you go first, see? You feel
it's
me?
It's crazy. I ain't going to front. I'm not going to say I never saw Stevie throw hands, but I see why he's saying it, though, because Stevie, the only person that was in the back, you know, with Diddy and
Pause.
Everything. Yeah, definitely a pause.
Yeah, hey, son, I'm pausing.
You know, this whole segment, this whole shit going to be a pause.
Hearing me say pause this whole episode, because the world is just a whole
50,
on pause
50 petty
right now.
Too. 50 petty right now. Yeah, but he going in. Like,
50 petty.
He posting about Diddy like every what?
Hey,
every couple hours.
The allegations is wild, crazy. First of all, you feel me? Like, I mean, like, shit. He took Freak Nick to the Freak Off to
sure.
a whole different motherfucking levels, man. But I ain't hear no Stevie J deny anything. You feel me? I just heard he want to throw hands.
That's what I said.
You mad
because
your baby mom's over here with the gang?
He didn't deny nothing at all.
I ain't hear not to deny. I'm just saying, man. Yeah. I'm just saying, man.
I don't think he could be 50 anyway.
50 definitely stomping Stevie J.
You know what I mean?
Stevie J fight on TV, and like, you feel me? Like, it ain't,
You know, it ain't real, but
niggas be talking,
man. He definitely be talking.
I mean, niggas, man, pause. Don't let that big shit fool you, man. Niggas get put out all the. Anywho, we going left.
Word,
anywho,
facts,
let's get to the next one. Y'all already know, man. Jersey Jules is
yo.
Me.
So say, Diddy seen talking to Justin Bieber, and it said Diddy checked him for a wire, because you can see him in a clip tapping on Justin Bieber's chest. And he's somebody said you could hear him saying I had to do it just to be sure, you know what I mean? But they always had a weird relationship,
man.
Too. Like, I don't know how that go.
The allegations is wild, crazy right now. Like I keep saying, man,
that
whole situation is just like. I don't even know, man. I need to know the truth, man. Y'all know this is the real talk. We don't gossip over here, man. So before I can even get that, I'm just going. My suggestion is that shit is wild, crazy, like that whole situation. But it ain't never that deep for me as an artist.
You know what I mean?
Me as an artist, if it ever came down to pulse, like all that, it ain't never that deep. You feel me? Like it really ain't, man. Like I'm from the struggle.
And at
you
the
feel
end of the
me?
Day, like he ain't
I'll
even
be
get
okay it. Not having money. Yeah. I know how they're out to be without money.
Ain't even getting any charges yet, though. Like, so It's no real charges on him. This is all just allegations still. Like,
yeah, you know, that's people, why I said allegations.
You know, anybody, some other people saying like they trying to get stuff in his house to plant in there, but that's another topic. You know what I mean? That's another conversation.
Best of luck, man. Lawyers got a lot to do.
So Zoe Saldana and husband Marco Perego says they use a code word for sex when talking around the kids.
That's healthy.
And they say, but the code is, the word, the phrase they use is, we play Legos naked. It's kind of crazy.
That's
like,
not a phrase. You're giving it away.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
You're
like, why would you even add the word naked? You know what I'm saying?
Around your kids. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
Naked?
That's a little weird. And for people who don't know what I'm talking about, Zoe Saldana, that's Colombiana. If you know, if you watch the movie, people might not know her real name. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So put a picture of her face to it. You know what I mean?
The cold word is literally giving it away. You feel me? What's the use of a cold word if you're going to say the thing that you're trying to hide?
Exactly.
Like, but
exactly.
You feel me? Like,
don't
but
make no sense.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with a cold word. You
just
feel
do
me?
Your thing, man. Kids know what's up.
Do your thing.
You know what I mean? So a viral video of a girl saving her boyfriend with an AK-47. Shout out to her for sure.
She's a real one. She's a real one.
Shout out to her for sure. You know what I mean? So
that's the way you supposed to have your man back.
Exactly.
She
just transitioned like so.
You
she
ain't having my
now.
Back like that. I don't want it.
You know? That's a fact. They lucky she ain't fire.
I don't want it. She ain't got my fire, back yo. Like that. I don't want it. That ain't love. You know?
Yeah, yo, she came out with that thing. Sturdy.
Everybody, I hope everybody made
sturdy.
Out good in that situation.
You know what I mean?
Me? Y'all stay safe.
Yeah,
you feel me? Shout
definitely.
Out to CPS training out there,
word.
Man, with the New Jersey Sora and CPR training, helping people get their CCW. CPS-Sora-CPR.com, man. Get one.
So, two Ohio women charged. Oh, this one is crazy when I saw this.
Yeah, I think
two,
I heard about this.
Yeah,
one.
Two Ohio women charged with taking a dead man's body to the bank and withdrawing $900 cash. That's wild.
How
the?
What
crazy.
In
so
the,
basically, I'm saying they yeah, that's creepy right there.
What in the Bernie's dead?
Yeah, yo, that's
what
I think
the
they was
Bernie's dead is going.
They say they was living with the guy. They was living with the guy and whatever. So they, when you see the pictures of the ladies, like it just looked like some
yo
drug activity, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, why it be the ones that be around you? You feel me? Plotting on you, like they waited for this man to die. However he died, rest his
yeah,
soul.
They said nah.
And
before we call
no
the cops,
no time to go get that bread from.
Only in a matter
they was
of
plotting
hour,
on it.
Like,
they wanted that bread when he was alive.
Exactly.
So watch your circle. Watch who you around. It's ugly out here.
Yeah,
you feel me?
It is.
These segments, these Hollywood
that's
stuff
deep.
Is real, man. It's
and now
ugly
they get in charge
here.
With like. Messing with a dead corpse.
As
like
they
getting the real, you
who
know what
the
I mean?
Fuck,
like,
who was going to think, sheesh. Oh, let me take my dead man's to the bank and withdraw his money? Who thinks like
yeah,
that?
And then they only took out $900.
What
like,
bank
yeah.
allowed a dead? You can't tell if a nigga's dead
yeah,
or not.
Yeah, so they propped him up in the front
no
seat.
No way.
They propped him up in the front seat.
No way.
They propped him up in the front seat. Oh. They had like, you know what I mean? Took out the cash and a little bit. I want to know the teller. I want to know the
no,
person
yeah,
who
yeah, yeah.
went
come
through
on.
With the transaction.
We gotta do better than that.
That's crazy.
That's
wild.
So wild.
Yo.
That's wild.
That's wild, man.
My money not shoot. Safe, not even if I'm dead, you.
And then, but look. It's definitely not. It's
pockets,
definitely not,
dude.
Yo. And then they dropped him off in the hospital and just left him there and just dipped. Like, they ain't even. Go to the lobby, nothing. They just drop the body off and just
the
oh,
love
man,
is
yo.
So fake out here.
World
man.
Is crazy, man. World is crazy. So, I say dozens trapped in tunnels after Taiwan's strongest earthquake in 25
damn.
Years kills at least 9, 50 plus people missing.
Damn, man.
That's
to those
hard.
Families,
prayers
man.
To them, man.
Prayers to that whole country over there, man. It's a real world going on out here, you guys. If you
yeah.
haven't traveled, if you're not used to traveling. Go out and travel and see the world. There's
yeah.
a whole world out here, and you'll see exactly why my sympathy and my condolences is going out
I
to that to the world right now. And
I
stuff
can only
like
imagine
that.
What an earthquake feel like to
nah,
actually
nah, for
really
real,
be
man.
In the earthquake. Like,
for real, man. Oh, man. It's deep, man. Like I keep saying, man, I'm a firefighter. I'm trained in all these rescue operations and stuff, and it's really no joke, man. So
yeah.
prayers and condolences, man.
So, elephant attack. Still, I didn't want to put too much death in this.
Elephant.
Yeah. So, elephant attack.
When we around the world in this segment.
Yeah, we went that's from what I was about to say. Like,
prayers to elephants. Like.
Yeah, hey, but still, condolences and prayers because it says the elephant attacks during a safari and kills an 80-year-old American tourist, a woman.
Damn.
It was on the safari. They said it was six people on the truck. And it just started running down.
See, that's why
it just started running down. Like they thinking everything sweet. Nah.
That's why I never really played with elephants. I remember I was a kid and my father.
I went, man, that's elephant safari. I'm good with safari.
I'm good with all that.
They want to ride next to the lions.
I'm good with all that.
I'm good with that. That's crazy.
I'm already from the jungle. Yeah. You feel me? I don't need no more attempts on my life.
Word. That's crazy, yo. That shit is wild. So it says, judge refuses to delay Trump hush money trial while Supreme Court waives presidential immunity. It's a lot going on with Trump right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man, it's a lot going on with politics.
My boy trying to get back in that
presidential election
White House.
Is this year, this guy's, and we don't even really know who our candidates is. Pay attention to what's going on in the world right now, real talk. Like, we don't know who, besides Trump and Biden, name somebody else who's running for president. Name somebody. Yeah. What are we doing right now? You feel me? America, you feel me? Like,
it's about what the media put
like,
out. That's
tighten
all they put
up
out.
Right now. Like, for real. It's time for us to band together, like, as a nation right now. Instead of bickering and arguing over, like, we could come together on these policies and amendments and stuff like that. We can do it, man. I got faith in us.
Yeah, Jill Biden, actually, she says that she snapped at the mention of the poll with President trailing Trump in six swing states. She says that it's obvious that Joe will win in November. But when she said it, it was like, obviously, it's not a given. Not a given right now because Trump up on the polls.
Like, I ain't going to hold you. It's a real race.
It's crazy. Like,
it's a real race. And
Trump doing whatever he got to do to get back in office.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's a solar eclipse coming. You heard about that?
What? A solar eclipse?
A solar eclipse coming. April 8th.
The fuck?
Solely because my kids was talking about it. I was telling the kids about it at the school. They actually, you know, telling you to look up when it happened. It's only going to last like 3-4 minutes or something like that.
Man, who all going to be able to see that? Just the North America? Or what?
I don't know. They're saying most of the areas be able to see it. I'm guessing just North America, though.
Wow. When was the last time we had a solar eclipse?
Yeah, that's a good...
Look that up for me, see. When the last time we had a solar eclipse?
That's definitely a good question.
I'm bitchy DD's. I'm asking him to look it up real quick because I want to stress the significance of the real talk show and what we do, man. Like, we highlighting these very important things that's really going on in the world too and stuff. We're gonna play, but it's time to work.
Last time a total solar eclipse crossed the earth was March 9th, 2016.
All right. So 2016, you feel me? So, man,
another
there's a lot
coming.
Going on.
What they saying
we
is
got
it
a
might
solar
hurt,
eclipse
though.
Coming April 8th, yo.
They said the only thing that really get affected is like the animals and plants, because I guess what this is throwing off the schedule how they move. So
okay.
Hopefully I don't mess up too much.
All right. I hope I get to see it, man.
Yeah.
You know
so
what I mean?
let's move into a little bit of music.
You already know, man.
Start off with what you doing.
You know what I mean?
That's how we always gonna start off with the music. You know what I mean?
When
I got a music artist next to me, we got to see what you got going on.
Step for the credit talk. You feel me? Like?
You feel me? So we got to see what's up, man. What you got going on right now?
Hey, man, I got a lot going on, man. First and foremost, man, shout out to Silent Grind Productions. Silent Grind _ PROD, man. Putting it all together, man. That's the label, man. Putting it all together. This is powered by Silent Grind Productions. Mm-hmm. Shout out to DJ Chase Radio. Each and every Wednesday, you can catch the Real Talk Show. Every Wednesday, DJ Chase Radio app at djchaseradio.com, man. And what I got going on, man? April 18th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, April 18th. We got Rock the Crowd. Shout out to Royal Crest Presents.
Shout out to Royal Crest.
Yes. Shout out to my boy Koontz FN Dollars. Mm-hmm. You already know the deal, my boy, man. And it's your boy Jersey Jules hosting the event. You feel me?
Oh, shout out to
nice. Come on now. Nice. Come on. Nice. We got DJ Nasty Nas on the ones and twos, man. Shout out to young boy DJ Nasty Nas.
Shout out to Nasty Nas.
Boy out here working. You hear? Yeah. It's all about the grind. Shaking it's all about up. How much you want it. Now, you feel me? Like your grind gonna really tell you who really want it and who doesn't. Stuff, so that's what I got going on right now. I gotta look forward to Mother's Day weekend, man. Shout out to the University of Orange,
definitely,
man.
For sure. I showed what was it, On the Mic? One mic.
Oh yeah.
I saw that. You know what I mean?
Shout out to my boy Young Curl out there in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. You feel me? He's under the Mayor DMV management. Shout out my boy Mayor DMV Josh from YNC. Yeah, you feel me out there? I went out to Pittsburgh and I dropped my one mic drop and whatever for his film, his series and all that. Yeah. He got Blueface in there and all that stuff. Okay. Like, so like tap in with my boy Young Curl, man. Like, yeah, for real. He's lit out there
so
in Pittsburgh.
The kids behind
shout
you.
Out to Pittsburgh. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it was fire. That's absolutely. What I said. That was a nice video.
Gotta have the babies with me, man. So I got my fire. Kids everywhere I go, baby.
Yes, sir, real nigga.
But yeah, man, absolutely. I want to give a shout out, man. I'm gonna drop the bomb right here. You heard it first, man. Your boy Jersey Jules will be performing live Mother's Day weekend in Orange in one of the parks and
happy
stuff.
Early Stay, Mother's
yeah,
Day.
Yeah. Happy early Mother's Day coming up next month, man. Yeah. So more info to coming up on that, man. I'm throwing a little mini. I'm gonna be little mini concert, yeah, yo. You know I'm gonna bring out some special guests. I'm gonna have some special performances and this is. What we gonna do, man. Shout out to my boy G6 man. Out there.
It's not too many artists moving out here like my boy Jules, man. You know what I mean? Like,
man.
You know what I mean? People don't got the work ethic out here. You know what I mean? So
how bad you really want
how
it,
bad
man.
You really
I got
want it.
Silent Grind artist, man. G6 out here about to drop crazy, bro. Crazy, man. So like shout out to everybody out there working, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Jay Wonder, man. He just dropped that Red Adventure too, man. Yeah. That's gonna go crazy. Jay Wonder is definitely. I don't even gonna call him no up and coming artist out of Jersey because he's here.
He's moving already.
He's here
doing his thing.
So yeah, Samaya Savage out there, man. Give it up for him. I'm watching my peers, man. You feel me? I'm watching you.
That's
guys.
What you're supposed to do,
Chad
man.
Chad B out there working.
Bring
still,
people up with you,
still
you know.
Moving at a high pace.
High pace.
All these years, bro. Since we've been
mad
like
energy.
You feel me? Chad B been doing it, bro. Word. So like, well, we lit, man. Doing like, shout out to everybody. So that's my little shout outs to start off the music segment, man.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Beyonce, that's you know she coming. Beyonce,
shout out to Queen B.
She drops Cowboy Carter album. Cowboy Carter album. Salute to her.
You heard it?
I heard a little bit of it. I actually like it. The first couple tracks was pretty cool. Like I could see she split up the album. Like the first, I think it was like the first because it's a lot of tracks.
Uh-huh.
It's like 20 something tracks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
like 24. But like the first 15, she really got into the country vibe. Okay. You know what I mean? And then the last one, she got back into like Beyonce singing.
Yeah,
I think she should have just left it. Country, you gonna
yeah,
say country?
Yeah, if you
just,
gonna do it.
Just do it, like
well,
no matter what people
foot
say.
With it. If we
you
gonna
know
do
I mean?
It, do
just,
it, Queen.
Man,
shout
just
out to
the
Queen.
Whole thing, but shout out to her.
I'm gonna tap
I mean?
In with the album, like now. Nah, I ain't even gonna hold you. I just been so locked in with everything. I ain't even know the album was out. No disrespect, but now that I know, I'm gonna tap in with Queen.
So keep
see what
the keep the
about. I'm
keep
gonna give
the
you my honest
going.
Opinion. Don't send them that them people at me. You
don't send them behind.
I'm gonna give you my honest opinion. It's the real talk. You feel me? I just went on the show the other day. Bro, I had Drewski and them on the.
That's right.
Yeah, them niggas fucking booed me, bro.
Yeah.
They said Show and Prove was ass.
Oh, you did Show and Prove?
Yeah,
they didn't like it?
Yeah,
you only
like,
did one song?
They heard it for about 10 seconds and that ain't it. Like,
oh,
what's you know
song?
What?
Quick.
Like,
oh,
you know
okay,
what I mean? You feel
okay,
me?
Okay.
Like.
That's whack, though.
Nah, like, hey, that's real talk, my boy. You heard it.
Yeah, that's
hey, man,
I don't like opinions off of one song.
Yeah,
either,
like
you know
feel
what
me?
I mean?
They said
so.
My shit was ass and shit.
Damn ass.
That shit motivated me though. I
yeah,
love
of
it,
course
bro.
It will. Like,
I love that shit. Oh, you nah, feel me? Oh, make sure you tap in, man.
I was about
remember
to say
that.
Something else, but I don't want to mess your chances up. So I'm gonna keep it.
I don't mess my chances. Only God and myself could mess my chances up. My chances ain't based on nobody. All thanks be to God. No disrespect, respectfully, humbly. All amen.
Feel me? So let's keep the applause going for Beyonce, because she's also
Queen doing it, man.
She was also honored with the Innovator Award at this year's iHeart Music Awards. So she needed that. That's what's up, man. You know what I mean? She definitely always innovating. She definitely innovating now, especially with the country album.
Always
so.
Been innovating, man. You know what I mean? Like, humble, doing still her doing her thing and all that. For like, sure. Let's get it.
So I like this.
I heard there's a lot of beef going on.
Juvenile dropping music videos to older songs that he says should have had a music video to it. I like that.
I'm all about going back to your catalog.
We're talking 25, 26 year old songs.
I'm all about going back to your catalog.
That he always wanted to do a video for. You know what I mean?
Good music never gets old. I'm all about going back to your catalog.
Yeah, I think that's going to be fire, though. Mm-hmm. I think that's fire. I think it's a few artists I like to see go back.
I'm waiting for the Hot Boys to stop playing around. I am a huge.
You know that. You know how that's going. You know how that goes.
I like them hot, the ones that I'm telling to stop, eaters, I mean, a project. I'm a huge Hot Boy fan. Yellow Viper, Yellow Rummer, Yellow Benz.
I wonder how they going to do the
Yellow Black on rims. Drop Yellow Benz with a platinum Rolls Royce. Seven different cars.
That
every
was
day
your
I
shit
got
right
a
there.
Choice. I grew up down in Alabama and shit, you feel me? Like, I mean, between Alabama, Jersey, and Virginia, you feel me? Shout out to my states, you feel me?
Okay.
But shit was crazy. Hot Boys, I need that, you hear me?
Yeah, that's going to be fire, yo. That's going to be fire. It's going to be some visuals. I wonder how they're going to do it, though. They're going to make, like, an old school video or a little bit modern. You know what I mean? Something was going on now, but that's what's up. So another topic has been going on in music saying, is radio dead? Does playlists replace radio? Meaning, do people still listen to radio more, or they more getting their favorite songs, making a playlist for the car ride?
They do both.
You know what I mean?
They do both.
That's what I said.
It depends, because I already know I got playlists. I got a vacation
playlist.
Everybody
got
the bedroom playlist. Everybody got this.
gotta have your slow it down playlist. You know what I mean?
Everybody got that type of playlist. You feel me? So,
that's a fact.
But everybody still type in. You feel me?
They say radio is like just like little background noise. Like,
nah,
you know, you're saying
that's,
probably want to turn on something
real
quick.
Talk,
you know,
show. That's why.
Nah, that's a fact.
You feel me?
We gotta give them more reasons to tune in. You know what I mean?
That's why we
give them more reasons to get. On
that's
back to the radio
do.
Listen to the radio more so
but now
I'm definitely
both.
A playlist I definitely it's both, both but I definitely do a lot of playlists
yeah
if
you
I hear songs
wrong.
I'm
throwing
something,
that shit right
you know
in the playlist ASAP.
Yeah,
I remember the first time I heard Danny Lee take it easy let me care. I was in motherfucking Cali and it was like 3 a.m. I was rolling up and shit late night play. I had I think I had Pandora playing that shit and I you know I guess it picked up from the area and I'm rolling up and that shit came on. I said, oh, this shit is a bop. Man, like, shout out to Danny Lee, man. I see you shorty out there, man. Keep your head up, man.
That's what's up. So G Herbo surprises girlfriend with three out there when I saw the video.
Two, three cars.
Don't
bullshit.
Even matter. He said choose one.
Choose.
I saw the range.
Yellow Viper, Yellow Hummer, Yellow Benz,
you know?
Yellow PT Cruiser, Yellow Black Orphans, drop Yellow Benz with a Platinum Rolls Royce. Hey, Hot Boys, I need that. You hear me? Like,
So
shout out to G Herbo,
man. My thing is, when I go to the comments, it's always something in the comments. It's always the hater.
We live for the fucking comments.
It's always the comments. You gotta go to the comments and see what people saying.
For
the
comments,
so some people are saying she basically choosing what lease she want. But I'm like, even if it's a lease, how you assuming she paying for?
Exactly. Like,
why you can't just let her live? Like,
man,
she picking the whip.
Cars, they materialistic.
It
sounds
like
let
they somebody tight about. They don't have cars.
That's a prime example of get
have
it how you
cars
live.
Outside.
That's a prime example of get it how you live, man.
Nah, that was fire though.
You
wanted
it,
that was
got
fire.
It. It don't matter how you got it, you got
if
it.
If you can't do it for your girl on her birthday, don't knock G Herbo for doing it.
You
know what I mean? Let him do what he got to do.
Show a little appreciation, some love on the life anniversary. Come on. We're energy,
sure,
but I'm still here for the comments. I'm always here for the comments.
I'm always here for the comments. Always the comments always gonna get you some.
Oh,
action.
That's a fact.
They're gonna get you mad, they're gonna make you laugh. Something.
I just read
like,
the headline and I jump right to the comments.
I be going there sometime. I see somebody say something, I click on their page, see what type of person they is,
word,
or something like that.
Word.
You know what I mean? But like, they don't got
And
people
actually that's a good
kids,
promo
don't have
that's
kids,
a good promo
you know?
Tip. That's a good promo tip too. Like, commenting on the post and stuff like that. So yeah,
it made people go back to your page.
Fuck around,
see
your
saying,
comment
like,
go viral and something like that.
Nah,
so,
comments do go viral. I've been peeping that lately too. I've definitely been peeping that, especially if you get a like from the person who posted. Too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then shit
fuck
go
around,
to the top.
Get pinned. You lit.
Yeah, nah, you just lit. You good? You good? Now nah, word. Now everybody clicking to see what's clicking on your page.
Exactly,
so.
Man. That's a quick promo tip 101. Like,
definitely.
I'm gonna charge y'all. I'm gonna have to start charging y'all for more. I'm gonna start charging.
So Rod Wave was arrested in Florida with no bond for firearm possession. But it's Florida. I thought
y'all better stop fucking around with them Jim Crow laws down there.
I'm like, I thought everybody can get a strap in Florida.
Hey, but he's a convicted felon.
So you can't be a convicted felon. I ain't think none of that matters.
That's anywhere in the nation.
Yeah. So it's just you a convicted felon.
If
you
a convicted felon, you're done.
No matter what the state laws
is.
You're
done.
Like, oh, okay.
Unless you get it expunged, you're done.
Got you.
Again, make sure you follow CPS training. Sure. You feel me? SORA and CPR.
Because I didn't know that.
CCW. That means concealed carry of your weapon. Mm-hmm. Holla at me, New Jersey. CPS-SORA-CPR.com.
Lil Wayne.
No, we not skipping that. Nope.
You want to go back to it?
Wind that shit back. All right,
keep stay with it. Cause I don't.
Nah, wind that no shit bond. Back. So Rod Wave, you 5'6", 350, my guy. You 5'6", 350. You thought we was going, the real talk wasn't going to talk about
That's funny to say.
Come on, my guy. Health is wealth, my brother.
That's why he needs a strap.
5'6", there you go, bro. Else. Did you see the comments? I'm just here for the comments.
Yeah, I ain't
see
the comments on that.
I ain't gonna gossip.
Look. I should look. I definitely should look at the comments on that.
I ain't gonna gossip. That ain't what we do, but I am gonna talk about that. That's wild, absurd. You feel me?
Why was he, they say what the comments say, though? Like, why he was strapped? Or you don't want to get. I wanna get into it.
Nah, we ain't gonna do my boy like that.
Right, say
but
no
we
more,
is gonna
say
address
no
it. We gonna address right. that shit. We ain't gonna let that shit slide, but we gonna touch on that man. Subject. You
gonna have to talk about it eventually.
Y'all at me, man.
Lil Wayne set to debut new single at WrestleMania 40 in Philly. That's new. You ever heard somebody debut
a
single
fan.
At WrestleMania?
A Millie. Hey, yo, best rapper alive, man.
WrestleMania, though, that's a new promo.
Man, he always been a wrestling fan.
Yeah, I've been saying Snoop.
Yeah.
A lot in wrestling.
Snoop used to wrestle.
Snoop is like the most marketable.
I thought I was
every rapper. Like, bruh. That man is.
You know,
everywhere.
Snoop and Masterpiece got a lawsuit out for them companies like Walmart and all
that.
Yeah,
with
stuff.
The cereal and
absolutely,
all that. Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
hey,
I know
get
we're talking
y'all
about
coins.
That.
Get what y'all rightfully deserve, man.
Yeah,
fair
that's
is
crazy.
Fair. We all gonna eat. I don't understand what. Your Sean not gonna stop my Sean. You feel me? Like stop. No matter color, race, gender, like you feel me? Anything, religion, like it. Like let's get down to it.
You heard any like recent? If he debuting the single, that means the single's not out.
Who?
Lil Wayne. It's
oh
like,
yeah, that
means
the single not out.
It's not
yeah.
out.
Yeah, nah,
if he debuting
nah.
at WrestleMania, that's why I say that's like. Different. I never heard him like actually debuting a single at WrestleMania.
That's
you know
dope.
What I mean?
That's dope.
Because I would think like a lot of course it's Lil Wayne, but it don't seem like that's a regular strategy
man,
for the regular artist.
Bro, I performed at Celebrity Boxing. Shout out to Celebrity Boxing.
Celebrity Boxing is a vibe.
They got the Meek Mill Academics contract out there.
Oh yeah.
Niggas be talking all that shit and niggas don't be wanting no songs. I wish Academics would call me the fuck out. I wish anybody.
Wait, he called Meek out to fight, or
bro,
what you mean?
It's a Celebrity Boxing offered both of them $1 million each to settle out their difference in the ring.
Okay.
Academic said, "I'll take it."
Of course, Act gonna take it. He gonna take that.
Dude, Phil,
so Meek just wasn't with it.
Oh man, I wish, bro. Okay. Like,
I know Act gonna take that.
I hope
hey,
my
Act
boy Meek.
That ASAP,
you know what I mean?
Like,
my boy Meek, stay
lose.
On top. Keep your head up too, man. You feel me?
Yeah, win or lose, Act will be.
Anybody
views,
calling me out,
like,
and I'm making money. I don't care about losing no fight. That's what's wrong with these little punks.
Yeah.
This little new generation of tough guys and stuff, man. Everybody scared to take an L and stuff. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Shit.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Earn your respect. Earn your stripes, man.
The loser get paid too at the end of the day with these big sports events. Like,
you feel me? I'll be a paid loser ASAP.
That's why I still can't wait for this Mike Tyson.
I can't wait to get my 50 from you neither. I ain't forget that bet neither.
Tyson, oh man.
Tyson knocking this nigga out first round, bro.
Just not first round.
I don't think first round.
They gotta give a show.
Bro,
they gotta
it ain't no show. Mike not here to play, bro.
They gotta spread them ads out.
Bro. Pause, it sounded too close. Hey, son. No, Diddy.
They gotta spread the advertisement out. They gotta say the whole word.
You gotta pronounce that D.
Yo, hey, yo.
Pause. Hey, son.
Hey, yo, I'm like, nah, he ain't just do that sentence. You just set his own self up.
This is getting too wild. Nah, you just set your own self up. Son.
Yeah, that was funny.
I say pause. People like, you too grown to say pause. Fuck that. If it feels weird to me.
I'm not saying no Diddy, though, man. I ain't about to throw my boy out there like that.
I like pause better, though.
Yeah, you ain't about to just change the whole culture up of pause. I ain't doing that.
Pause is cool. It's more appropriate. It ain't putting nobody else down. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with pause. Pause, like, you feel me? Like, you feel me? Pause could be anything. It's a respectful thing. Yeah. Like, yo, I know that sounded weird, my guy, but pause. Like.
Yeah, that's funny.
If you know, you know. You know, you know.
So, Fat Joe celebrates World Autism Awareness Day with photos of his son.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the people. You know,
shout out to Fat Joe and his whole entire family.
Shout out to Fat Joe for sure.
I'm an EMT as well. And, you know, I'm around everybody, anybody. Good, bad, indifferent, sick, healthy, not all that. And, you know what I mean? Like, one of my sons have a speech process delay as well and stuff like that. So, I'm big on all that, man. So, definitely.
Got to spread awareness to all this stuff, man.
Thank you for spreading that awareness, man.
Got to spread awareness. Joyner Lucas says he feels scammed by Atlantic Records after being promised a Cardi B collab. So I'm guessing it never happened. So he's saying he feels scammed, like
as he should.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does the record label mess something up like that? Like, it's either you got the collab or you don't.
Hey, man, what we doing? You feel me? Or it's not. That's why I feel good being my own fucking.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you.
I hate being on somebody else's time.
That's why I was about to ask, like,
respectfully,
you know what I mean?
To everybody that is, and I'm not against it. You come with the right contract, we can get it popping. You feel me?
How long he been with Atlantic?
I don't know. Because
I'm like, you don't even Jordan Lucas
Luke
not
is
like.
Dope. I've been
that's
watching
what I'm saying.
Him
his
stuff.
He just dropped an album
bullshit.
Too.
Exactly.
His new album, Fire. I like it. I like it.
I see listen you, my boy. It. Keep I working, like yo.
Nah, it's album fire, but that's just like unprofessional at the end of the day.
Yeah, man.
Like,
if you tell me you're gonna do something, you know what I mean? All we got in this world is our name and our word.
Anybody, if you know what I mean, that's an easy
name.
Get
you got
with
your
Cardi,
name,
it happened,
your word,
no,
and your rep.
Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
And I know that sucks. Like if Jordan Lucas is like locked in and can't really
word. Hey, Cardi, you already heard,
you know what
my
mean?
Boy.
Like,
that's a great collab. Jersey Jules approves it. Make that shit happen.
Sure.
You already know. We need that.
Kid Cudi urges Andre 3000 to, in quote, save us all with a new rap album. So he's saying he's going to save us. He want Andre 3000 to drop an album. I think he probably got mad about that flute album.
I'm not against that. I'm not against Andre 3000.
People still mad about that flute album, so. People definitely still mad about that. Like, I would have rather a rap album. You know what I mean?
My boy
but
Andre 3000
he in his own
music.
Zone. Like, he doing
made,
what he got
to
do.
He made elevator music for centuries to come. You feel me?
That boy, that's for sure. That's an
I love
like,
it though because I play the trombone. I play the trombone, so I'm all into the instruments and stuff too. So
yeah, that's what's up. But man, I don't know. He said it though. He said he's not doing another rap album. So
he got to feel it, and I understand that he ain't in that mood.
He's not in that mood. So
it'll come.
It'll definitely come.
Give him something to be inspired about.
Yeah. So let's get into some of these sponsors, man. Before we move on, let's get into some of these sponsors. Y'all, mean shout out to Bel Air. Mm-hmm. You know, you see it. Shout out to Valone. Mm-hmm. Vion, let me say that correctly.
Vion,
you know.
Hey, son, I was out in Camden the other day, and I was actually, you feel me, drinking Vion and shit. You feel me? Like, I don't just be carrying these bottles for show. I can shit.
Gotta drink them.
I mean, you know, I be really popping these bottles. Taste, you know? You feel me? Like, so, but I'm like, and I did you taste test. It? I had DGYE Entertainment out there and everything.
Okay. Shout out DGYE.
Yo, now THPC was out there and all that. Yo,
shout out to him.
So I had Tony 2 Lit out there. Shout out to Tony 2 Lit on the mic series. Thank you for letting me bless the stage and stuff like that on your platform and stuff too. But Vion, man, this is smooth cognac. Gracias. Like, very smooth cognac. You know, man, we got them jersey frames, man. Very nice frames, mm-hmm. man. Make sure you go cop those at shoptravelboss.com, man.
Hater blockers.
Yeah. You already know who it is, man. We got
Y'all already know what's up with Clarity.
You feel me? We got that.
Big shout out to Clarity. We both, and Wayne, this wasn't even organized. We just both felt like
they
wearing
be like that.
Some Clarity today.
And the crazy thing is, I forgot I had this. He threw this in the pack, and I ain't even you feel me.
That was in the road. The most recent one.
I didn't even know I had this. Okay. Bro. I ain't even gonna hold you, bro.
Nah, and this
Jeff, appreciate
very,
you, my brother.
Very good quality. Yes. Very good quality. Yes. You know what I mean? It's very comfortable.
Yes.
Very comfortable.
It's cozy.
You know,
dude.
Very cozy. That's the word I'm looking for. Here.
Cozy.
Nice and cozy.
And right
you
now
know?
The weather outside is ugly. You feel me? I'm over here.
It's feeling good.
You feel me? So shout out to my boy Clarity. That gala coming up June 29th.
Yeah, shout out to that.
The Black Tie Gala. Make sure you guys go cop your tickets while they last. They
always
will
putting on good
sell
events.
Out. They have sponsorship packages. Mm-hmm. You already know the Real Talk Show has sponsored the gala.
Already, you know, we will Credit be Corey in the building. Has a sponsor as well. So
yes,
definitely in the building.
CPS training sponsored, big sponsors.
Got to keep
me?
The marketing going.
We will be in
always
the building,
marketing.
So make sure you go tap in, get your tickets for the gala, the Black Tie Gala. Shout out to Clarity. Shout out to Off the Tops Radio, man. Off the Top Sports Radio. My boy June over there at the other station and all that, doing your thing, man. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the shout out, my brother, man. And that's what we got for our sponsors. We appreciate y'all more than you think.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna drop some. We're gonna jump into a little bit of credit and a little bit of business credit for y'all. A lot of people have been requesting business credit, so I'm just give y'all six business credit cards where you could apply for with your EIN only. And no SSN needed. You know what I mean? So you don't got to worry about your personal credit when you're applying for these. But let me just say, when you hear somebody ask me a question, they said, do you need an established business, a LLC? I know some people just like to just, you know, ask random questions, but it's a business. Obviously, you need an LLC. You know what I mean?
Obviously.
You can't apply for a business card without a business, but that's another conversation. So for the first one, we got Stripe corporate card, Stripe, STRIPE corporate card. Number two is Ramp card, RAMP. Y'all can go all of these, just go to .com, it'll pop up. Or just type in what I'm saying, Ramp card on Google. Google's your best friend. Number three is Bricks Business Credit Card. Bricks Business Credit Card. Once again, no SSN needed, no personal guarantee, meaning they're not going to check your personal credit. They're not going to ask you for your social. Just strictly give them the EIN. But you need to have established business with these guys. You need to have a Paydex score of at least 75 to 80 should be good. Some trade lines on your Dun & Bradstreet showing that you're having some good history. So number four is Clear Card, K-L-E-E-R card. Number five is Floor and Decor Pro Premier card. They give, I know a person, somebody who was in real estate that used that card, and they gave him like $80K. He was in business for only a year and a half. So that's not bad at all. Floor and Decor Pro Premier card. And last, number six, Sam's Club MasterCard. I know a lot of people in Sam's Club and don't even know they have a credit card, let alone a business credit card. You know what I mean? So they always give me like business memberships, but people don't think they have a credit card. But the Sam's Club MasterCard, you can go in there and apply with strictly with just your business info. They're not going to ask you for the social. So those are just some quick business credit cards that you could get, you know what I mean, with your EIN only. So take notes and y'all stay credit conscious, man. So
Yeah. Make sure you guys tap in with that info, man. We all, health is wealth, so is wealth.
Yeah, facts.
Nah, for real. So,
we got into a couple. We get into a little bit of sports.
Ooh, see what's going it's on a lot sports. Going on in sports.
You know what I mean?
It's a whole lot going on with sports. So, yeah, I know I want to jump to the NFL so bad, but we're going to go down the list, man.
Yeah, we get into it. Get into it. Because I actually don't have two. I was going to throw in a little bit more NFL. I'm going to let you handle the NFL.
There's so much junk going on, bro. I'm a big football head. You feel me? Like, so we're going to tap in with that.
Yeah, so we're going to let's start with Angel Reese, man. She's been in the news all over. 2024 WNBA draft is approaching April 15th.
Ooh, that's so fast.
yeah it's here.
What you saying it's that here. For so she declared go ahead, Queen.
Let's past tense that she declared
to change the game.
It was actually her Caitlin Clark.
She declared
already.
Hey, did she just get an offer from Big Three for five bands,
nah, word. But yeah, man, she declared, Andrew Reese declared.
I hear you, Caitlin Clark. Talk your shit. Yo, and, she a dog, yo.
They said the center from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Number one center, she declared too. So.
Oh, man, yo. I can't wait to see
where they end up. You know what I mean?
The WNBA, this class right here that's coming out. The other classes were literally great, but they had so much ground to break. You feel me? Like when the WNBA first started, they had so much ground to break that it overshadowed the women's actual talent. Now that the WNBA is established, everybody knows what's going on. They starting to get the respect that they've been deserved and stuff. These women are taking advantage and they're taking their talents and to the next level, to the forefront, you know what I mean? Bro, it's way more exciting sometimes than putting men's basketball.
WNBA,
get these women the respect and the money they deserve.
They definitely, let's put emphasis on the money.
Real.
Because when I found out the gap difference and the money difference,
I'm trying to tell you.
It's like, it's creepy. They definitely need to raise that up. Like,
for real, man, because these women is putting on.
They definitely be more entertaining though. Like they be,
bro. Like they nice, feel like
they,
you bro.
Know, then they feel like they got more to prove
bro,
too.
Even
so
when I was in high school, watching all the women at Orange High and New Jersey and all that, like, bro, nice, bro.
Yeah, fire.
Women been nice, bro.
Yeah, so I know that's gonna be quick. Like, they're going to be straight in the league.
Dogs.
That's going to be nice to see them in the WNBA. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So, shout out to them, yo. Mets veteran starter Julio Tetherin, hopefully I ain't saying his name wrong, agrees to a $2.5 million salary on a one-year contract and could earn another $450K in performance bonuses. So, shout out to him, man. Hopefully
get
you work that
coins,
deal right.
Ken.
Get your coin, you know what I mean?
Wish you the most success. Do
quick,
your thing.
Quick 2.5, 1 year.
That's an easy come
that's
up.
That's easy,
for me.
You know. And like you said, get another potential $500K in bonuses.
And if he ball out, you feel
that's
me?
Basically
like,
3 M's, they basically saying.
And
you know what
on
mean?
Top of that, they give you, it's only a 1 year contract. I ain't tied up to them. Somebody else come with bigger bank and a better opportunity for me and my talents and what better works for his family. It could work out, man. So I wish you success on that, my boy.
Shout out to him. Rangers and Devils, I heard about this. Rangers and Devils game erupts into a 10-player brawl 2 seconds after opening faceoff. 8 people ejected. They was going crazy. They already allow you to fight, but
damn.
I'm like somebody.
What's the beef?
I felt like it was beef in the tunnels on the way to the room or something, like on the way to the locker room.
Yo, son, it could be deadly.
That was ASAP.
I'm with a brawl, but y'all got them deadly
2 seconds after the game. It's like they just waited to get on the ice just to fight. Like, that's crazy. That was
before or after the game?
No, they said during. Like, they said 2 seconds after the opening faceoff.
Oh, damn.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they ain't even...
I got, like, 2 seconds of the game gone.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, damn, y'all, we really waited to hit the ice, and then we just going
to
brawl.
What's the beef?
Like,
somebody, y'all went out the night before, and y'all had words. Y'all went to the same bar or something by mistake. Like, I don't know. Like, but I hope y'all was safe with those skates on, because didn't one of the hockey players just get sent?
He got sliced and
rest in peace to the player that died on the ice.
Rest in
live.
Peace for sure. Damn, that was live.
Live.
I forgot that was live. Yeah, that was rough.
Woo.
That
was shake crazy. That one off, man. But man.
So let's see what's going on in the NBA. Vince Carter and Chauncey Billups elected into Basketball Hall of Fame, Class of 2024.
Bro.
Yes, that's
I don't
fire.
Know why I was about to cry, bro, that's when you fire. Said Vince Carter Hall of Fame, bro. Bro. Bro, one of him, Jason Kidd, Kerry Kittles. That's one of the main reasons why I became a Nets fan. You feel me? Like, shout out to Vince, man.
That's fire.
He had his arm in the rim, you heard? Like,
that was a legendary
in the rim, you heard me? Like, yo, that's dope as hell, man. Chauncey Billups, underrated, bro. He was doing his things when definitely in Detroit days. He was a baller. Like, that's dope, man.
Yeah, every time I hear Chauncey Billups, I just think about Gilly the Kid, because you know they call him. Gillips. Rajon Rondo, 2-time NBA champion, announces retirement. My boy said, I'm out of here, man.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, for real.
Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. Rondo been nice, bro.
Yeah, he said I'm chilling now, though.
Resume speaks for itself.
That's what's up.
Tape don't lie neither. The iron sky don't lie. And that the pace and how long he's been doing it for. He's been consistent his whole career, honestly.
Yeah. That's what's up. So let's get into some, you want to take over the NFL?
Hey, man,
tell me what's going on in the NFL.
Crazy. I don't even know where to start right now. But I know Stephon Diggs.
Oh, he got traded.
Just got traded from the Bills to the Texans.
Is that an L? What's
that's
that?
A dub. That's an L for the Bills.
That's an L for the
Bills. The
Bills
just lost Jordan Poirier. Like, they lost a lot of key players. Leonard Floyd, I think they had over there. Okay. Like, I don't know whether they want to rebuild or what. I don't know if they just forcing a rebuild or players were disgruntled or something. But
that happened.
Stephon Diggs to the Texans.
Is it a money thing?
For a 2025 second round pick.
Okay.
Wow. That's scary right there, bro.
Is there any issues with money? Any cap,
I ain't read all that. I just seen they only got that. And I'm like, nigga, that's a steal. The Texans just fleeced them. Like, you feel me? I see the Jets defense is going crazy right now, bro. Like, they got Hassan Riddick, you feel me, from the Eagles over there now.
Okay.
They still got Sauce. They still got DJ Reed over there at corner. Like, they got some power. Like, Jets looking kind of crazy right now. Yeah. Then they beefed up on offensive line. They got the Cowboys lineman or whatever. Okay. Like, not me. I think Tyron Smith over there now.
Okay.
And then they not playing. It's looking scary over there, man. So we gonna see, man. It's gonna be a season to remember. Giants doing a little bit of ones and twos. We got Brian Burns, man. You feel me?
Okay.
He gonna be doing this thing. Like, not me. I really, really hope y'all sign Isaiah Simmons. Please do not let that talented young man walk out of our facility without a contract.
What's his position? What do you do?
He plays linebacker and defensive end.
Okay.
And he could play safety, strong safety. He's a hybrid, man. Do not let that young man walk out of our building without a contract.
Gotcha. Well, hope it all goes well. You know what I mean? So definitely hope it all goes well.
Absolutely.
You got anything else? I think that's it for me with the sports. So.
Nah, sports going crazy. Like you said, man, I'm just looking forward to that Jake Paul fight, man. Like, that's gonna be wild. Oh yeah, Shakur Stevenson, man.
Okay.
He got a fight coming up in Jersey. Okay. Jersey.
When's fight coming up?
I gotta look it up. Look it up real quick. See. Look it up. Yeah. Shakur Stevenson got another fight. I'm glad my boy didn't start. I decide to retire as he originally announced.
He mentioned.
Yeah, he had mentioned because he's frustrated. He feel like he wanted to fight one of the top big dogs, and he feel like niggas is running from him. Niggas ain't trying to give him that shot. You feel me? Like, he feel like niggas is scared of him. You feel me? He a Jersey boy. You feel me?
July 6th.
we feel like that. We gonna talk our shit. Is when?
July 6th.
July 6th. Where? Yeah,
July 6th. Let me check. It don't say. On the nook. Oh, Prudential.
Prudential.
Oh, we back in Newark with it.
Make sure y'all go cop them tickets for the Shakur Stevenson fight. Man, the real talk show gonna be in the motherfucking building. Clarity gonna be in the motherfucking building. Vion gonna be in the motherfucking building.
Belair gonna be in the building.
Belair gonna be in the motherfucking building, man. Shop Travel Boss gonna be in the motherfucking building.
That's gonna be fire.
So definitely, man. Shout out Shakur Stevenson. You already know that the state got your back.
Yeah, that's gonna be a Jersey. Good one, man. That's gonna be fire. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to wrap it up for the home team, man.
Yeah.
For real, I had to wrap that one up, man. That's dope as hell, man.
That was fire. So I think that's about it for me, man. But I'm let me see. Let me tell y'all what else going on though.
Hey,
as
man,
far as
I gotta leave on the topic.
Yeah,
man.
I'm about to say. Let me.
You know what I mean? So us as men, we really feel like sometimes we don't get the support that we need. Mm-hmm. We sometimes feel like we're not heard, we're not understood, mm-hmm. and we're misunderstood, honestly. You feel me? Like, and so, a lot of times it be our fault, you feel me? We don't get with 100, right? It be like, not me, but
most of the time.
You feel me? Like, what is some advice for a young brother out there that you feel like, if he's struggling out there, he feels like his back is against the wall. Like you feel me? Like, you know what I'm talking about. Yes. I can see the thinking bubble.
Stay focused. Like, stay focused on what you're trying to do.
Yeah, yeah. I would tell the young a young brother out there, man. Like, man to man, like hard times don't last.
Hard times never last.
Good times don't last neither. You feel me? But hard times don't last, man. You gonna be all right, man. Make it through. You got this, man.
Listen,
and
if you feel as though you're going through hell, why stop? You gotta keep going. You're not gonna stop in hell, right?
Yeah, you're already there. And if you're already at the bottom, only way is up.
That's it. You can't go any lower. So,
and it's whatever is your religion, your belief, mm-hmm. or whatever. If you don't have one, you need to get one, man. You hear all this crazy stuff that's going on in the world and stuff right now. It's time, man, to really lock in on our faith and stuff. So make sure you pray out there, man. Yeah.
Speaking of prayer, man. Prayers to the all the people whose lives was lost at Baltimore Bridge collapse. That was crazy. That was devastating. You know what I mean? So,
yo, you can see the cars falling off.
Yeah, now it's like, oh man, any bridge I cross.
Oh man.
You see the ships coming, like,
bro, that's crazy. And then another one just had crashed into another bridge somewhere else, but it didn't collapse. Yeah. But they put it out of service to inspect it and stuff. So it's a lot going on.
It definitely could have been way worse. They said luckily they got the Mayday out there. Like the Mayday to start telling people to slow down the bridge. It was a malfunction on a ship, so they couldn't stop. They couldn't stop. All the engines messed up.
Oh, something. Damn! You found damn.
Yeah, something. But like, it was a malfunction with the ship, so it wasn't like a drunk person.
Yeah,
I mean, nothing wild. Straight,
even if
regular.
You're drunk, how the hell you gonna crash a boat? You got all that, Tom.
That
like,
was crazy, man. Crazy. They said the anchor dropped and everything, but it was just too late. So
damn.
It was an insensitive reporter. I don't even want to say the news or whatever. I can't even remember where it came from. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but he was just a dickhead move to ask somebody about the bridge. How long you think it's going to take to rebuild? Like, that's not even what you should be thinking about right now. Like, first of all, let's just give prayers to the lives that was lost.
Yeah, man.
Like, who cares when it's going to be? No time soon.
No, it's definitely no time soon.
No,
they got a whole
time
bridge.
Soon.
Think about how long it takes for them to fix that pothole on the street.
And I'm going to tell you like this, for the business owners out there, because I'm going to let you know some business sauce, if I hear something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But since the bridge is gone, all those businesses in PA, Baltimore, they said that bridge is stopping a lot of like goods and stuff from coming through. So a lot of businesses are being affected.
So make sure you guys, if you're affected, stock up.
they have they just started a relief fund.
Yeah, need a relief. You know what I mean? So definitely apply for it.
All businesses in the area, if y'all going through something, y'all need a nice little loan to push to keep it going. So they definitely look into it on I think it's SBA.gov. If you're going through, don't just do it just to do it. If you're not, you know what I mean? A lot of people going through something. So with that bridge collapse,
yeah, don't take it for granted. Yeah, don't take it for granted
at all. So, but yeah, on that note, it's episode 11.
Won't say.
This is episode 11. Appreciate y'all rocking with us as always. Yeah.
Make sure you follow us again on IG at The Real Talk Show #2. Even though we number one.
Absolutely.
Follow our YouTube channel at The Real Talk Show 973.
Mm-hmm.
And we live, man. April 18th, Rock the Crowd, out in East Orange, New Jersey. That's presented by Royal Crest Presents. Hosted by Jersey Jules. Music by DJ Nasty Nas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We outside. May 31st. I'm hosting that Cash Cold Bang event at XL Lounge with Street Fame.
Bob.
You feel me? Like, this is what we do, man. Ultimate Showcase, this is what we do, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Bentley Records. I see you over there. We got a little situation in brewing up and stuff, man.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean?
Shout out Bel Air. Shout out Vion.
Appreciate
Shout out Clarity. We here, you know? Appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure y'all tap in with us every Wednesday, 9 to 10, DJ Chase app, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, everywhere, man. Your Alexa, I just threw us on there. If you want to say Alexa, you know,
play the real talk show.
Skip around Alexa. We on Alexa too. You know what I mean? You can shout us out. You know what I mean?
Tell us. Alexa to play what?
Play the Real Talk Show too, you know?
The number two.
But we number one, though. Yeah, but that's how you gotta say it to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But really appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. This was episode 11. You know what I mean? And we're going until the next time. You know what I mean? We here.
Chip. Rose, Meek Millie, and Billy. Too good to be true. Another one. Johnny Maybach.